Good morning. This is the Thursday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. Members of the Colorado State Board of Education are charged by the Colorado Constitution with the general supervision of the state's public schools. They have numerous powers and duties specified in state law, and individuals are elected on a partisan basis to serve six-year terms. This year's Republican primary candidates from Colorado's 3rd Congressional District, which includes Southwest Colorado, are incumbent board member Marcia Neal and retired education professional Barbara Smith. This morning, we will hear from each of them using a set of three questions and also give each candidate a chance to provide general comments about their position on education in the state of Colorado. First this morning, we hear from Barbara Ann Smith. Good morning, Barbara.
Hey, good morning, Tom. Thank you for interviewing me.
Absolutely. Let's start off. Can you please explain why you are interested in representing Colorado's 3rd Congressional District on the State Board of Education?
Sure. The 3rd CD needs a watchdog, not a fox in the henhouse. Our educational budget has increased 5.4%, while student test scores have remained flat, haven't gone up. Local control is becoming a thing of the past because of growing federal intrusion with federal mandates. These mandates, such as the National Common Core Standards, in part, that's $2 million-plus price tag for Colorado testing, have encroached on the liberties given to all of us by the U.S. Constitution. I have gone around this district for over 3 years, listening to parents and community leaders and teachers complaining about how bad our educational system is. And I am confident that I will reclaim education for them when I win this seat in November. I am also the best qualified to make sound decisions, change outdated board policies, support true local control, protect the safety of our students, promote quality outcomes, reduce the amount of high-stake testing, and guarantee to make progress one student at a time. Our students need to be ready for college and career readiness without Common Core standards, but our own Colorado standards with local control.
Okay.
Did I answer your question?
I think so. Thank you. The next question is, what is the biggest challenge facing education in Colorado right now, and how would you address it?
Well, the single most important factor, I think, in education today in Colorado is federal intrusion against our local control of education. Our students are not carbon copies. They are unique and exceptional and need to be educated as such. I will not support taking federal bribes such as Race to the Top grants, and it made us sign on to Common Core. I would never have done that. I will vote principal, not cave in to pressures from Washington and special interest groups like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Pearson Incorporated, which makes a bunch of money off of the curriculum books and e-books, UNESCO, Colorado Succeeds, or Stanford Children, et cetera. I just will not be bought.
Okay, thank you.
And then what will I do to eradicate this problem?
Yeah, please. Go ahead.
Okay, I will work to withdraw from Common Core and Park testing and all other federal mandates that threaten our local control of education. I will make sure the State Board of Education here in Colorado is transparent on everything it conducts and spends. I am planning on having 3 resource offices to hear the parents and teachers and community leaders' concerns in education, and this will be around the state, and it won't cost that much money. I will hold CDE accountable, that's Colorado Department of Education, for the monies they spend. In essence, I will be very proactive and accomplish much, because this isn't going on right now.
Okay, thank you. What sets you apart from your primary challenger to make you better qualified to be on the Colorado Board of Education?
Well, one of the things is very simple. I want this job. I'm very passionate about kids, and she's not. She didn't want this job. Before I even got on the scene, she was trying to find people to take over. She was going to drop out and have someone substitute for her, so to speak. She doesn't want this job now. She was coaching me for over a year, and she endorsed me. And then someone said, oh, Barbara can't win. Well, I can. I beat her at the assembly, 52-47. That's one thing. I really want this job because I have all the educational and the experience to do a great job. I go to several of these meetings. I was there the other day, and I know I can represent the hardworking people of the 3rd District. I was a rancher, an educator, and a businesswoman, and that's what most of us are. I was even a blue collar worker. I was a waitress to get myself through college. I know what it's like to work hard for a dollar, and we can't spend that dollar very much today. And I want you to know that my opponent doesn't have a clue how to fund education. She is against fracking, which has been around for over 60 years, and now with new technology is safer than ever. She is bored with her duties. I was at the meeting the other day at the state board meeting, and she was sleeping. I filmed her. She is truly for Common Core, even though she says she's not, and federal intrusion of our education system, and I am not. I am concerned about the safety of our students, and she is not. On May 15, 2013, she was missing in action during a very important vote on whether to give felon teachers their licenses back. I will never be missed for such an important vote. She just doesn't want this job. She has been a resident for over 80 years, and it's time to retire.
Barbara, would you like to share any other comments about your stance on education and why voters should consider giving you their vote in this year's Republican primary?
Pardon me?
Would you like to share any other comments about your candidacy and why voters should consider voting for you in this year's primary?
Well, they voted for me because they know that I'm alive, I'm energetic, and I am a fighter, and I'm sincere, and I will protect the rights of them, the parents, the community, and the students, all stakeholders in this education system of ours.
All right. Well, thank you, Barbara. It was good to hear from you and your candidacy for the Colorado State Board of Education.
Okay. Thank you so much for interviewing me.
That was Barbara Smith, retired education professional, who is running in the Republican primary for the Colorado Board of Education in the 3rd Congressional District. I'm Tom Yoder. When we come back, we will talk with her primary challenger, Marcia Neal. Stay with us. We are back. This is the Thursday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning, we're talking with this year's Republican primary candidates for the Colorado Board of Education in Colorado's 3rd Congressional District. Up next is incumbent Board of Education member Marcia Neal. Good morning, Marcia.
Good morning, Tom.
Well, let's start off. First question, please explain why you are interested in representing Colorado's 3rd Congressional District on the State Board of Education.
I was originally elected in 2008, and so in my case, it's a matter of re-electing me to the State Board of Education. I became interested because I was 25 years in the classroom, and then I spent 8 years on the local Mesa 51 District School Board. And it seemed like a sort of natural extension. When I was a local board member, I served on a couple of state committees, particularly dealing with legislation, education legislation, and I became very interested in that. So it just seemed like a natural progression for me, and I ran, and I have not changed my mind from my original intent. As a matter of fact, I have found areas of interest like representing rural schools, most of which reside in the 3rd Congressional District, being a representative for rural schools and speaking out for them. And Western Colorado in general, we have the largest by far area congressional district, but of course most of the people are represented along the I-25 corridor.
Okay, thank you. What is the biggest challenge that you feel is facing education in Colorado right now, and how would you address that challenge?
There are the biggest challenge, the one you will hear the most about, is the Common Core. And the Common Core was brought to Colorado, presented to Colorado in 2010, which simply means that the states had been adopting their own standards, and this was an effort to make them common standards. I voted against that in 2008. I am very much against federal intrusion into education. I continue to be against it. But there are a lot of other issues, and one of my concerns is that this argument has become so big that we don't have a great deal of time to talk about some of the other areas. I am concerned that many of the issues that are going through the state and national legislature at this time add to the costs of schools, like, for instance, raising the utility rates. They say they're going to skyrocket. Well, your local school district is going to be paying that higher bill, and the school lunches prices have gone up. Their health insurance is going up. All of these issues affect our schools just as they do us, and it means that there's less money actually being targeted to the, it will be targeted to the classroom. So I think that's a huge problem that we will be facing in the next few years.
What sets you apart from your primary challenger to make you better qualified to be on the Colorado Board of Education?
Well, naturally, as an incumbent, I think I have a better idea of what the school state board does. A lot of people are very unfamiliar with the work of the state board. I was in 2008. I didn't have a real clear idea of what it was. I now have a much better idea. The State Board of Education has a great deal of influence, but they have very little power. And that's important to know. I know that I can't, for instance, say, well, if I go to Denver, I'm going to cut the budget, because in the State Board of Education, the budget largely comes from the legislature. We have a small part that we have say-so over how it will be spent, but in general, it comes from the legislature. And so we can't impact that. We don't vote on legislation. That comes from the legislature, too, though. We have a legislative committee, and we do a lot of lobbying and talking to, you know, have access to the very education members of the legislation. But we don't have the power to change the legislation or to just do whatever we think is right. Some boards do, but we don't. We are under the influence of the legislation and passed law and all of those things, and I you really come to understand how complex it is after you spent time there, and I naturally think that I would have a better feel for that work than my opponent.
Would you like to share any other comments about your stance on education and why voters should consider giving you their vote in this year's Republican primary?
Well, of course, voters always care about education. It's a big subject. It's sort of like the weather. Everybody talks about it, but nobody does anything about it. And we have, you know, many, many ideas. How do we keep those ideas together? How do we make sure that local control remains the most important aspect, and that the state role is just one of coordination, leaving plenty of room and time for the local boards to do the things that they need to do. For instance, in the Common Core standards problem, it's really important for people to understand that local boards still have charge of the curriculum. And so if there's a standard there, they're the ones that get to decide how to teach that standard. And it's important that people understand that.
Okay, thank you, Marcia. I appreciate your time this morning and talking to us about your candidacy for the Colorado Board of Education.
Well, I thank you for taking the time to do it. I enjoyed it very much.
That was Marcia Neal, who is currently serving on the Colorado Board of Education and is running in the Republican primary for the Board of Education in the 3rd Congressional District. Thanks for joining us for this conversation about education in Colorado on The Zine this morning. For KSJD, I'm Tom Yoder.